Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. This week, we're continuing to air segments from the Kramer Concert, specifically our CF Summer Ministry presentations. Every summer, one of our main ministry outreaches are Friday Clubs, where we have high school and college age young people serve the Lord by ministering to children all summer long, teaching backyard Bible clubs, or what we call in CEF, Friday Clubs. Jill Hostetler, the Assistant State Director, shared about the Friday Club ministry at the Kramer Concert. She shared how one of our greatest needs this summer is for 24 host homes or local churches to partner together with Child Evangelism Fellowship as an evangelistic summer ministry outreach to the children in their community. We hope you enjoyed listening to these brief summer ministry presentations, both for our Friday Clubs and our Camp Good News ministry.
We are so excited for this upcoming summer and how we are able and have the opportunity to bring the gospel to the children in this community. And one of my roles is to oversee the summer ministry and also to share about five-day club ministry and how people can have five-day clubs in their homes, they can have them in their backyards, churches, parks, anywhere you can gather children, you can have a five-day club. And this summer, the Lord has already provided 8 summer missionaries, some of those you saw on the last video. We are still praying for God to provide 2 more. So if you know a young person who might be interested, there's information at our display tables. But these 8 summer missionaries, they are ready to go. They're ready to go and share the gospel this summer. And we right now are looking for 24 additional locations. So if you know of somebody who would want to host a 5-day club or maybe yourself, there again is information at the display table you can pick up. There's a card like this and also a sign-up sheet that you can do. And we know the impact that this ministry can have in the lives of families who host and children as well. And so we asked 2 of our 5-day club host families to share a little bit about their experience in hosting a 5-day club. And so here is a video that you're going to watch and hear their testimony, and then we'll have the Kramers back up.
Welcome to 5-Day Club!
We host a 5-Day Club because we love Jesus and we love kids. The same way I love my grandchildren and want them to hear the good news and get to walk with Jesus their whole life, I want that for my neighbor kids too. I was a little nervous at first to host because I don't know a whole lot of kids in the neighborhood. So I was afraid worst hostess nightmare would happen and no kids would come. But I thought I'll do it, I'll get a team, I'll have a few neighbors who are working with me on it. And we plan a date that we can all attend. My neighbor puts it on the Nextdoor app. Then my grandchildren go out and we walk our neighborhood and we pass out flyers. We pick up some snacks and juice boxes and then kids show up. Between the grandkids and the neighbors, we ended up with a full house. From the hostess perspective, a 5-day club is a delight. There's minimal work for me. I stand in the back, I watch the teachers teach. I watch the kids learn. I try to help with crowd control, have the snack ready. Oftentimes, you know, kids need a little direction, like they want to use the bathroom right now or they want a drink of water right now. So I try to help keep them focused. Sometimes the kids are a little rowdy and misbehaved. I wonder if they're learning. And then I remember I learned all these things when I was 5 in a child evangelism club when I was a little girl. And the impact has been lifelong.
I think we have hosted 5-day clubs for the last 4 years.
I like doing 5-day clubs at Gigi's house.
So I love that there's young people that they see that love Jesus and are talking about the stories with them.
I've seen God growing my faith and watching Him provide who's going to actually come to the clubs, because you extend the invitation and you never know if they're going to be interested in coming or not. When the kids come, they're going to have fun, but they're also going to hear the truth about who Jesus is.
It's a great opportunity to get some of their friends together, have a fun activity to do in the summer, and also have it be something that's related to the Bible and to Jesus.
My favorite thing to do at the club is play games.
I enjoy hosting these clubs together because I get to meet Raquel's friends and Zeke's friends, and it becomes an intergenerational activity that we can do together for the kingdom.
I'm kind of filling in for Mark Andrews right now for this segment because Mark, our camp director, is not able to be here because summer is just around the corner for Camp Good News, and so he wanted to use this opportunity, I think, to take some family time, and he deserves it, right, as a camp director. So I told him to go ahead and go, and we'll take care of it for him. So as you probably would have guessed from the beginning when I was sharing about how our summer ministry launches out with the training school, and we have the camp ministry students there as serving as camp staff and camp counselors. So just like the five-day club summer ministries, after the training school is busy out there sharing the good news of the gospel with the children. So that is exactly what Camp Good News is doing, hence Camp Good News. And so they have a full week, and I believe that Mark shared with me they have 7 full weeks of camp that they are doing. So starting right after the training school, so actually it'd be 8 weeks if you put it all together. So after the 8-day training school, and then they go right into 7 weeks of overnight camp ministry. But they don't just do overnight camp. Also, he's added into the schedule 2 weeks of day camp ministry. And so we're going to be putting that into the schedule as well. And also, I think they do some other unique things, including wilderness camp, where they have a kind of like rough it and tough it on the other side of the ravine. And so my hat's off to those that do the wilderness camp. And one of those weeks of the 7 that they are doing overnight camp is specifically designated for our Good News Club scholarship camp. And he calls it Club Camp, but it's for Good News Club children. And for those of you that know, CEF is not just a summer thing, it's a year-round ministry. And also, really, our main primary ministry outside of our summer ministry is our Good News Clubs, and particularly they are in the after-school clubs. And so last time I counted, I think we're almost at 70 schools right now. So once a week during the school year, we have about 2,500 children that attend one of these almost 70 clubs that are scattered throughout Illinois. Now, there's no way in the world that we can get all of those children to come to camp. That's just not possible. But we do want to help those children that have a financial need, and particularly those from this area, in the state office area. And so last year, we were able, through God's provision, through his people, to scholarship to help fund 30 of those Good News Club children that come to those weekly Good News Clubs during the school year to go to camp. And we would love to do that again. They had a wonderful time, and we would love to even see even more than 30 of those Good News Club children come to camp. We'd love to see it filled up that whole week. So instead of me sharing with you about how much fun they had at Camp Good News, let's hear it directly from the children, okay?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
My name is Jason.
My name is Lily.
My name is Augustine.
My name is Kira.
Last year I went to Camp Good News.
At camp we do swimming, zip lining, the beehive,
making friends and having fun and learning about God.
We learn a Bible story.
About Lazarus and how God rose him from the dead.
I accepted Jesus as my Savior last year at Camp Good News.
We learned that Jesus died on the cross and 3 days later he rose again.
Camp is a lot of fun.
We got to stay in our treehouse cabin.
Staying in cabins was fun.
I like staying in the cabin.
I like going down the zip line.
I went creek walking.
My favorite thing was swimming.
And night though.
And we had a fire. We did archery. And we had paintball guns.
There's the zip line.
We got to use the katana and ninja stars and the axes. And I did a bunch of more stuff out in the woods.
We did mini golf too.
I would want to go to camp again.
We love Camp Good News!
We are so glad you can join us today on Telling Future Generations as we've been re-airing excerpts from our CF Ministry presentations from the Kramer Concert at a recent Summer Ministry fundraiser. One of the songs that the Kramers sang that evening was a song written some years ago by Scott Kramer called The Hope of All Tomorrows. It's a powerful song that we thought you might like to listen to. We hope you enjoy.
Hope never dies when placed by faith in the one who hears our cries and never fails us through the test of time. He holds our hand and leads us onward to our home with Him. Our hope is in Him. Hope never ends when placed by faith in the one who helps us mend, yet suffered more than we could comprehend. Then He would rise and lead us onward to our home with Him. Our hope is in
been listening today to excerpts from the Kramer Concert at our recent Summer Ministry fundraiser. That song by the Kramers, The Hope of All Tomorrows, says it all and summarizes what our CF ministry to the children is all about. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only hope for all of us, including for the children, the future generations, both for our life now and our life yet to come. Jesus is the hope of all our tomorrows. Thank you again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.